Welcome to DannersWindle.org. This is prayer week number 31. This is 2 Kings 6:16 through 17. And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they are that be with them." And Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. So this is about Elisha. This is the protege of Elijah. Elijah's already, you know, gone off to heaven into a chariot of fire, but Elisha's down here. Elisha's got a servant, and just like Elijah was always hunted, you know, by the kings, Elisha's being hunted by kings as well. But Elisha is not sweating it a bit. His eyes are fully open to the protection of the Lord, but his servant is really, really having some panic attacks, I guess. And so Elisha, you know, prays, says, "Lord, I pray you that you open the eyes of my servant here." And the Lord opened his eyes, young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. And so, because they're already surrounded by, you know, armies of you know, from the king sent into him, and that's all he saw. He always saw was the armies of the enemy. But Elisha prayed, and this man's eyes were open to see, you know, to see that there was more for him against him. That's something a lot of, especially charismatic, say, there, you know, there are more for us than against us. And I think this is probably where it comes from, because there is. It just, there are more for us, we just don't see unless our eyes are open. We may think we're the only person in this world, that nobody is for us. We're on our own. You know, if we're going to make it through this, we're on our own. But that's not true. Even if the whole world physically was against us, even if our church was against us, you know, or if we're walking with God, he'll open our eyes and we'll see that there's a whole heavenly host that are for us and are ready to go to battle on our behalf. And so this is something you need to pray for yourself when you're having a panic attack, when you don't know if God is with you, when you think the enemy is overtaking you, when you're trying to get out of the boat and all the storms are coming against you. Ask the God to open your eyes that you can see that he is truly for you and not against you, that there is more for you. There's more standing in the gap than you think. There are more people on their knees praying for you than you think. And so this is something that needs to be part of your prayer life. You know, and not only for yourself, but for those whom you love and are around you.